Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And the angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." This is our text. Ready or not, Christmas is here. How many weeks, days, hours have you spent getting ready for this? Writing out Christmas cards, shopping for gifts, wrapping presents, planning, baking, cleaning, decorating, traveling, getting in the Christmas spirit with old traditions and music and movies, performances, and concerts. And now are you finally ready? Has all this prepared you for what comes next? And no, I'm not talking about being ready for company, or for a Christmas dinner, or for the giving of gifts. Those are all fine things. They're certainly worthy of time and attention. Do enjoy all those things. And go ahead, pull out all the stops. Turn on 1,000 Christmas lights. Be festive and make merry. Delight in all the goodness, the truth, and the beauty of Christmas. But what if all this getting ready has left us woefully unprepared for what matters most? So our homes are clean and our tables are set, maybe. Our cookies are baked and our presents are wrapped, possibly. But what about your heart and your mind? Where are they? And what about your soul? Where is it? Have we perhaps neglected or forgotten the most important preparation of all? Because ready or not, the child of Bethlehem is coming. The Son of Mary is about to appear. His crowning moment is close. And I'll confess, I'm ready. Well, I'm mostly ready for Christmas. But I hardly feel ready for the coming of Christ. All the hubbub of the season, all the extra details and special little things, and it's like he's gotten lost under a pile of cookies and ornaments. I've been preoccupied by all the preparing, by my own wandering mind, my own mixed feelings, by concerns and worries and responsibilities and tasks and a full to bursting calendar. I've been so caught up in the chaos that I've barely taken a moment to kneel before the manger. And how about you? And yet I suppose it's not all that different for me today than it was back in those days when a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. Were they ready for what was about to happen? Were they prepared for his coming? And the answer is that they certainly weren't. Caesar Augustus wasn't ready for a child born, a son given, upon whose shoulder the rule of the entire world would fall. He wasn't prepared to relinquish authority over bodies and souls to him who is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And the little town of Bethlehem, it wasn't ready to receive this child. There was no guest room prepared for him, no one there to welcome him. And even Joseph and Mary, they of all people were expecting him, and still they seemed woefully unprepared. They had to wrap him in swaddling cloths and lay him in a manger. And the shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, why, no doubt they were ready for wolves and sheep stealers, but not for an angel. not for good news of great joy for all the world, not for the heavenly host to burst out in song for the birth of a Savior, Christ the Lord. Ready or not, he came. And whether we're ready or not, he is. He's ready to come as Savior. He was born for this. He was born ready to save you. For this is how God prepared it. God prepared for him to come when Roman rule had brought order and stability and peace throughout the known world. God prepared for him to be born of Mary, the Virgin, receiving from her his human nature, both body and soul, but a human nature uncorrupted by sin. God prepared it so that there would be no place for him in Bethlehem, but there would be plenty of room on the cross and in a grave. God prepared for angels to announce the unexpected good news of great joy to those shepherds so that the shepherds would see and believe and make it known to others, sharing the good news. And this night, the night on which we celebrate his birth, God has prepared this too. He has prepared his holy word to make known this Savior born for you. No need for you to run to Bethlehem, for Bethlehem comes to you tonight. God's word is the manger. And Christ is wrapped in the gospel, and it's as if not that he's laying here, but he is handed to you. And ready or not, here he is, come to be your Lord, the Savior born of Mary. God has prepared all this. His birth in Bethlehem, his suffering and death on the cross, his resurrection on the third day, and our Christmas celebration tonight. God has prepared all this to make Jesus Christ your Lord. And he has redeemed you, dear friend. He has purchased and won you from all your sins, from death, and from the power of the devil. And he's prepared this very night to take all of your sins on himself. He's prepared tonight to make you his own. He's prepared tonight to give you his eternal life. Fear not, dear friend, but treasure this night and treasure this child. Treasure him in your heart and glorify and praise God for him, for your Savior, the Son of Mary, Jesus Christ. And so God makes us ready. Yes, he makes us ready for family gatherings and for Christmas dinners and for the unwrapping of gifts, but ready most of all for the coming of Jesus, for his appearing, for the crowning moment when that veil will be torn open and we will see him coming again, not as a child, but in power and glory as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yes, because he was born in Bethlehem as your Savior, you're ready to meet him as judge, and you're ready to hear that final verdict that he will declare, his own blood having covered all your sins, that you are forgiven, and you are innocent, and you are free. And so this night prepares us and makes us ready for him to come, ready for him to take us to the fullness of joys in heaven. He has crushed the devil's head. His death is death's undoing. He makes us ready to meet him face to face. And so, dear friends, tonight we are ready. Not by our own power or strength, but we are ready because the Holy Spirit, through God's word, has called you by the gospel, called you to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. So pause tonight, pause tomorrow, amid all the hubbub and all the chaos and all the joy and the merrymaking, pause for a moment and with your tongue confess him as Lord and bend your knee at the mystery. For unto you is born a Savior, even Christ the Lord. Amen.